dancing at the disco. Ever I'm lonely and depressed, but it doesn't help, I just feel sorry for myself, cause I'm the only one without a pumped up chest. So I go slamming with the punkers whenever I feel angry and mean, but I'm too polite and my hair's not spiked and it's brown instead of pink and green. Oh, I save slow dancing for romancing, and I boogie when it's time to take my leave. But when I meet a guy with a sparkle in his eye, I take out my accordion and polka. Oh, I go clogging with the cowboys whenever I need the exercise, but I always trip or step in big shit, and that's when my enthusiasm dies. Oh, I save slow dancing for romancing, and I boogie when it's time to take my leave. But when I meet a boy who fills my heart with joy, I take out my accordion and polka. Oh, life is a party, so let's all dance. Hey! No need to be alone. We'll have bread and kielbasa and a glass of vodka, and then we'll polka till the cows come home. Take out my accordion and polka. Oh, life is a picnic, so take it slow. Yeah, I've already paid the rent. We'll have sauerkraut and noodles and apple strudels, and then we'll polka to our heart's content. Hot, but when I'm happy, I really like to polka. Oh, I just take out my accordion and polka. Cause when I'm happy, 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 I like to polka.
God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls. But we've got the biggest balls of them all. And my balls are always bouncing. My ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everyone says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. And it's such big balls. Dirty big balls. And he's got big balls. And she's got big balls. But we've got the biggest balls of them all. Some balls are held for charity, and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big balls should be held every night. We've got big balls. We've got big balls. We've got big balls. Dirty big balls. He's got big balls, and she's got big balls. But we've got the biggest balls of them all. We've got big balls. We've got big balls. itching to tell you about them.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the October 1st edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the other guy.
Jimmy Carper is still on medical leave, but has been improving since last week, as far as we know. Until they call us to tell us different, we're going to go with that.
Yep.
So we've got...
That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Yeah. And we've got Elton John ready whenever he shows. Actually, I had to find my—I found my CD at home finally, so I didn't.
Did
have to, so we don't have to go searching on YouTube to try and find a copy of it.
There we go.
This is the beginning of the High Holy Month for us in our community, ending up with Halloween. This also is our season finale of After Hours.
And for those of you that are confused by our announcement on that.
We have a time change coming up. This week, we are a four-hour show. Next week, we revert back to a three-hour show.
And not too long after that, it'll be time change.
Then we'll have, at the beginning of next month, we'll have another four-hour show. But we will be going midnight to 3 a.m. starting next week. Following us from 3 to 4 p.m. is going to... Sorry, 3 to 4 a.m. Sorry. Will be a Pacifica program called From the Vault, which will give you some looks into the very large and diverse catalog of archives that the Pacifica network stations have compiled over our, I think it's a 50-year history of Pacifica. We here at KPFT are only 40 years old, 41, I think, now. So we will be having that coming up on Sunday mornings, Saturday night, 3 a.m. to 4 p.m. is from the vault. And like I said, some of the stuff that are in that archive, you're not going to find anywhere else. If you want a good example of what kind of stuff you can find in there, you can go to pacificaarchives.org and look at the catalog on there. But if you remember back when John Kerry was running for president, they were talking about the testimony he gave back during shortly after his time in Vietnam. Was called the Winter Soldier hearings, and no one else. They had some video, but no audio of his testimony he gave, except here at the Pacifica Archives. So they were able to pull that out and able to hear exactly what he said back then to counter the rumors that were coming out about that. So stay tuned for that. Like I said, next week we go from midnight to 3. So if you tune in for a roundtable next week at 3 o'clock, you're screwed. So then next week we'll have a packed show. Tonight we hopefully will have the Colt 45s followed by Hatch in our long show. And I don't think any of them have shown yet.
Well, somebody's pulling in out front. I don't know who it is, though.
We have
a few announcements going on here.
The music you heard at the beginning of the show, we started off with Romanowski and Phillips. I like Tobolka.
That song was approved by Chris.
Talked about kibasi and vodka and had accordions in it. Hell yeah, I approved. The second one was the video that we put up on the Facebook page. Sorry. And it's not typing anything. There we go. A couple of years ago, when ICOH was doing one of the Louis skits, they always like to do a theme, one-word theme for what they did. They did ass, they did boobs, and one year they did balls. And this is a song that Jimmy performed to with two disco balls hanging from his belt. And he's shining a flashlight on it called Big Balls.
And that had to have been very scary.
It was. Yeah, there's pictures of him like that. And one of the websites I was, it was QueerTee, had a link to that song performed by Howard Moody. Very
80-ish?
80s glam meets, I would say 80s glampire.
I was going to say 80s glam meets Rocky Horror.
Yeah, very vampire-ish. You know, he's wearing basically the vampire slash pirate shirt in that. So it was like a bleach blonde meatloaf does a circuit party kind of look. Because he's kind of a little husky guy. Let's put it this way. It's Perez Hilton look like. It's a Perez Hilton in a pirate shirt there performing that song. So you can go over to our Facebook.com page, Facebook.com/AfterHoursKPFT, and you can find that video on there. You can go over to QueerTee.com. We may play this other video that I found for you Queen lovers out there.
Yeah, I think we'll pull that later in the show.
Yeah. Who never heard this version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
I can honestly say I haven't until today.
If you thought the Muppets version was out there, wait till you hear what we got for you later on. Once again, it's over on Facebook.com/AfterHoursKPFT. The other one actually is over on mine.
We might have to play the Muppets version, too.
Be a whole that was it. We'll do a Queen night one of these nights, too.
Yeah, we need to work on our other project, too.
Yeah.
How was your week, by the way?
I about quit one day.
Uh-oh.
My boss threw a curveball at me, and it was like changing a whole bunch of stuff, and I held my civil tongue, and then thankfully he left to go
on. You held what?
I held a civil tongue. And
you did what?
I know, strange to say. And then fortunately for me, he left and went on delivery, and so I was able to vent to my supervisor, and I vented. And fortunately, my supervisor talked to him and, you know, talked him off of that ledge, and we went back to normal, and it's like, okay, you know, this is not, you know, What was I supposed to do? Thank you for not screwing up with things? So that was kind of a traumatic day in the